Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 27th, 2008. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States of America. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, but today's message is special. It is a holiday here in America, and we had debated about even preparing a message, but we've decided that we want to pray for our readers and listeners today. And we have prepared a prayer. It wasn't too hard to do so, since it's basically directly from the scripture, from Colossians chapter 1, 3 through 14, with just slight adaptation. In fact, we have a link up if you want to find out where we adapted, and you will see why when you do so, for there's kind of a real specific personal point that wouldn't apply to all readers, but most of the prayer does. We do pray this prayer earnestly from our hearts today for you. Some of you we know, many of you we've never met, but you're part of our spiritual family in Christ. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
And of the love you have for all the saints.
The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven.
And that you have already heard about in the Word of Truth.
The gospel that has come to you.
All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing.
Just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it.
And understood God's grace in all its truth.
You learned it from faithful followers of Jesus Christ.
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you.
And asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord.
And may please Him in every way.
Bearing fruit in every good work.
Growing in the knowledge of God.
Being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might.
So that you may have great endurance and patience.
And joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
Who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
And brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves.
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's a prayer for you today. We're thankful many of you will be with family and friends. And of course, we know we have international readers that this is just Thursday, the 27th. But here in America, it's a special day where we customarily gather with family and friends.
And it is for all to give thanks for every day.
Wherever you live, it can be Thanksgiving, because every day should be Thanksgiving. Well, thanks for joining us today. An unusual abbreviated type message. Obviously, not as much time placed in the preparation. We encourage you to visit our site today. All week long, we've had various Thanksgiving resources. And again, regardless of where you live, these resources may be found of value. We do have a new song I've placed up today. Not a new song. It's actually an old hymn, but a version that we really like. We heard on the radio, then I found it. I found it available as a YouTube. It's the great, great old hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Thursday, November 27th, 2008. May God bless you today, encourage you.
And we want to wish a happy Thanksgiving to all of our podcast friends today. God bless you.
Amen.